From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. We're losing our country. And I really think that this is an event, what took place yesterday with this judge. Look, we have conflicted, but he's a crooked judge. And you'll understand that. And I say that knowing that it's very dangerous for me to say that. And I don't mind, because I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to save our country and to save our Constitution. I don't mind.
All right. Welcome, Conrads, to the United Soviet States of America. I'm Todd Starnes. And there you just heard the political prisoner, one Donald J. Trump, speaking to the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an action-packed show for you today. There is a lot of anger, there is a lot of disgust, and there is a lot of determination. And ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that your anger and your indignation is righteous today. Now, we tried on this program to prepare you for the worst, and we said it would take a miracle, and yet a miracle was not had. A miracle was not delivered. The water was not turned into wine yesterday, but a lot of people are drinking it. Folks, this is pretty horrible. 34 counts, president faces over 100 years in prison, and I want to explain what's about to happen. Now, President Trump is going to be sentenced on July the 11th. Why is that an important date? Well, the reason why is because the Republican National Convention is set to begin on July 14th. And that's your clue. That's the giveaway. All right. The judge is going to send Donald Trump to prison. That's what's going to happen on July 11th. He will be remanded into custody. And he will be shuffled off to probably Rikers Island, where he will have to wear an orange jumpsuit. He will be placed his hands in shackles and his legs in shackles, and he will be shuffled off to prison. So here's my recommendation for the Republican National Convention. I would suggest moving the RNC to the 4th of July. Let's nominate Donald J. Trump as our president, our nominee on Independence Day. Why don't we do that, ladies and gentlemen? Maybe that's the play here. But I'm telling you, on July 11th, there need to be about 2 to 5 million God-fearing, patriotic Americans filling the streets of New York City. We ought to shut down the entire city. I'm not saying that we need to be violent. I'm not saying we should do anything against the law. As a matter of fact, it should be noted, ladies and gentlemen, not a single building burned to the ground yesterday. There were no masses and hordes of people rioting in the streets. No, we are law-abiding people. As a matter of fact, the only people that protest are the Democrats, these godless heathen thugs burning down our cities when they don't get their way. This is what a regime looks like. We are no longer a republic. The republic ended yesterday with that guilty verdict. And by the way, we still do not know the nature of the crime. No one has been able to figure that out. Even the political and legal analyst over on CNN can't figure it out. As a matter of fact, the legal analyst on CNN, Eli Honig, yesterday, writing in the Intelligencer, said that an accused district attorney, Fat Alvin Bragg, of actually contorting the law. Now, this is coming from CNN. Now, there's a lot of anger, and we're going to give you the opportunity throughout our program today to say what is on your mind. I want to give out our telephone number, and we've got a lot of great guests. Let me just run down the guest list here. I'll give out the number first. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, we have a jam-packed schedule today. Greg Jarrett from Fox News Channel is going to drop by, has a powerful column out, and he is going to offer his analysis of the verdict. That's coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Congressman David Kustoff is here. Pastor Robert Jeffress from Dallas, Texas joins us. Well, we have someone from Team Trump joining us in the next hour. Our friend Tony Perkins from Family Research Council is on deck, as well as Fox News columnist Liz Peek. So we have a jam-packed schedule, but we're going to be taking your calls. This is your opportunity to vent. This is your opportunity to say what needs to be said. But let me say this. You need to prepare yourself, because they're going to send Donald Trump to prison, and they're going to have to, because the Democrats now realize that they have stepped into a heaping, steaming pile of stinky dung. That's what the Democrats have done here. It's kind of like, and we use this illustration a lot on this radio program, that Donald J. Trump is the road runner, and the Democrats are Wile E. Coyote. And every time the Democrats think they've got Donald Trump cornered, guess what happens? A giant Acme anvil just lands right on their heads. And that's what happened yesterday. As a matter of fact, we can now report almost $35 million in one-time small-dollar donations were given to President Trump since the verdict came down last night. There were so many people rushing to the Trump campaign website to donate money that the website crashed. And I suspect that number will probably be doubled by the weekend. Also, the Daily Mail releasing one of these short-term polls. So they released the poll just moments ago. Trump, his numbers are up 6 points since he was convicted. Now, the Democrats are a lot of things, but they're not stupid. And they see what's going on here, which is why they got to get this guy off the campaign trail. So that's why Trump's going to jail. They know that is the only way to stop him. Now, there are a lot of people, including Tucker Carlson, Newt Gingrich, Marjorie Taylor Greene, yours truly, and they believe, and there is general consensus, that the Democrats may try to assassinate Donald Trump, that they may try to physically harm the former president of these great United States. And I share those concerns. We are living in very dangerous times right now, ladies and gentlemen. And you better pay very close attention to what's happening, because they can do what they did to Donald Trump, who did not commit a crime, whose charges were never announced. If they can do that to him, they can do it to all the rest of us. And just look at what they've been doing over the past 3 years, where you've had this Biden administration. And by the way, it's not Joe Biden. This guy is a senile pervert. It's not him. It's the deep state being run by Barack Hussein Obama and his minions. These are very dangerous people. These are Marxists, and they are hell-bent on, and look, I write about all of this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, and if you haven't got a copy of the book, folks, you got to get a copy of the book. You've got to read this book, because it'll help you make sense of understanding what's happening right now in our country. And I thought when I went to bed last night, I would wake up, I went to bed, and I was angry, and I was frustrated, and I was mad, and I woke up angry, frustrated, and mad, because I love my country. And this is not a republic anymore. Benjamin Franklin said, what do you call this? What do you call it? And Benjamin Franklin said, well, it's a republic if we can keep it, but we couldn't keep it. And I got to tell you something, folks. I'm blaming the Republicans on Capitol Hill for a lot of this. And just a few moments ago, we got yet another email. And the Republicans have announced that they have sent a sternly worded letter to Alvin Bragg, requesting that he show up for testimony before the House Weaponization Committee. To hell with that. Why are we inviting? This isn't some sort of a coffee clatch. You subpoena that man's big fat butt, and you tell him to get his butt to Washington, D.C., and if he doesn't, guess what you do? You send down the Capitol Police, and you arrest his fat butt. and do like they do on Delta Airlines. You get up that big seat extender and you strap him in and you get his butt back to Washington, D.C. I'm sick and tired of these feckless Republicans. Shame on all of you. I'm sick and tired of it. Well, we're going to have another hearing. I don't want another hearing. But Todd, I don't care. We're all going to be sitting around singing Kumbaya as they're marching all of us to the gulags. And I'm sick and tired of it. If the Democrats are going to play this game, we've got to play the same. We have to play by their rules. Now, when are we going to start arresting Democrats? That's what I want to know. How many of them are now being held in contempt of Congress? How many? Where are they? Why aren't they in jail? That's what I want to know. I'm frustrated here, folks. But I'm telling you, if we the people get out and we elect the right people, people with backbones, then maybe, just maybe, we've got a fighting chance here. Maybe, just maybe, we've got a fighting chance. But I'm telling you right now, this is ugly. And it's going to get a whole heck of a lot uglier. 901-260-5926. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. And we are going to open up the phones through the entire show today. Chris in North Carolina, we will start with you, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Look, my problem is, Todd, I hear it, your passion in your voice. Why don't I see this from the Republicans? The Republicans allowed all this to happen from when the election was stolen and everybody was told to keep their mouth shut and don't tell everybody what obviously happened, and everybody fell in line. So now I would never agree with anything Reverend Jeremiah Wright ever said except one thing. The chickens have come home to roost for the Republicans. This is the result of men doing nothing. And this one man is the only person that has stood up for the American people, and nobody is doing anything for him. So none of the Republicans are out. Congress should be stopped. Nothing's happening, Todd. So it is what it is, and it's sad.
Chris, it is sad, and you're absolutely right. And look at our Republican leaders. You got one guy out there, the Speaker of the House. Well, I think we should all just come together and let's sing a Hillsong praise and worship song, and maybe we can have a Bible study, and we'll all just pray for Donald Trump. And then over on the Senate side, you've got Senator Turtle. What is that? That is our leadership? By the way, I'm not mocking anybody who prays for the president, because we ought to be praying. Every single one of us ought to be down on our knees praying. Unfortunately, you got a lot of Republicans up on Capitol Hill, and they're down on their knees doing stuff you need to be praying for. It's sickening, and I'm tired of it. And every single time we have these leaders on our program, and what do? They come on this program, well, Todd, we've got all the evidence now. Heads are going to roll, and the cookie crumbs lead all the way to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's all a bunch of lies. Either that or they're feckless. Either way, it's a bad look for the Republicans. So, yes, the Republicans bear a lot of blame here. We're out here in a street fight for the country, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats are showing up with a great big bazooka, and the Republicans are sipping martinis down at the country club. So you need to be on the phones today calling your elected leaders and tell them to get their butts up out of those chairs and start fighting for this country. Otherwise, we're not going to have a country to fight for. And that's all. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm going to do well in the gulag. I really don't. I don't even like camping out. So, for the sake of all of us, can we all just rise up together and say, enough is enough? I will say this. All of us have a responsibility. We've got to get every single Republican out to vote on Election Day. All of you evangelicals, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell all those preachers out there who are in their pulpits right now, and you know who they are. Well, we shouldn't be elevating Donald Trump to deity status
And we shouldn't be preaching about America from our pulpits. We can't be, we don't believe in Christian nationalism. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand up in church if they do that on Sunday and you rebuke that preacher and you tell him to go to hell, and then you get up and you walk out and you find a church that actually worships the Holy Bible. We got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. All right. I just got a text message from my pharmacist. Says, Todd, we upped your blood pressure medication. It'll be ready for you after the show. Thank you. Thank you, Tammy, over at Germantown Pharmacy. Let's go to the, we have full line. So if you're calling in, hang tight. Keep working the phones. Let's start with David in East Memphis, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hi, David. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've called you before and told you that the two parties, if you want to believe there are two parties, have always been the evil ones and the ones that are the good men who do nothing. Does that not hold more true than ever? I mean, you got guys out here now, just like you said, Rubio's out there today saying we need to work with Democrats. No, we need to defeat Democrats.
That's it.
Don't get along with them. And everybody's like, oh, we don't want to sink their level. Okay, man, look, you're on the football field, and the other team's allowed to hold over and over and over on every play. If I'm the coach, I say, we've got two choices. We're going to hold every play, or we're going to break their arms. That's the two choices we got. We can't keep out here losing because they're allowed to cheat every time, or they're allowed to rig things every time. You either do the same thing they do, or you do something worse to send a message. When you're bullied, you don't have a stern talking to, go on a Hillsdale cruise, whatever your big solution is, you know, to speak to your own base. You go out there and you punch the bully in the nose. You don't sit there and keep on just trying to get along and, you know, contemplating your navel with your buddies at the think tank. You go out there and you fight back. And we don't have people that do that. And that's Kustoff here locally. He's a joke. And that's everybody across the country with a few rare exceptions. And I know he votes 93% of the time. I know all that garbage. But what does this guy really fight for? I mean, who do we have really fighting? And they use that word all the time. But what are they really doing? Where's the fight? I'd like to hear what they say. They don't do anything until after the verdict comes out. Then they act all, oh, I'm so upset. Where you been all along? And if you tell them, let's go do the same thing, they're going to be the first one saying, oh, no, no, we don't want to sink to their level. We need to keep the norms. We need to keep the, the etiquette of the party and all that garbage. I'm just sick of it. And I think what they're going to find out is there's going to be a lot of people voting Trump. And they're going to turn around. That's going to be their one box of check, and they're going to walk right out of the polls because they're not voting for these other clowns.
Well, and you may be right there, David. I don't mean to cut you off, but we are coming up on a hard break here. And God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to KWAM. Yeah, look, these are do nothing Republicans, and I am tired of the hearings. They're wasting our tax money. Nothing ever happens. So again, if Democrats are committing crimes, hold them accountable. Play the game the Democrats are playing. All right, 901-260-5926. We're going to the phones. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza.
When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. And welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain from our great studios, our Liberty University studios here in Memphis, Tennessee. Hang tight if you're on the line. I see Danny and Selmer, Tennessee, BMAC in Cordova, Jim in Lakeland. We have a lot of Memphis callers today. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to a great friend of mine. He is the top legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel, also author of the incredible book, Trial of the Century, Greg Jarrett. Greg, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Nice to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on.
Greg, there is a lot of outrage out there across America, and I thought you really did a tremendous job summing up what's going on in this country. You have a great new column out called In the Trump Trial, There Was No Real Crime, But America Just Lost Something It Can Never Get Back. What is it that we've lost?
We've lost our trust in justice, in the rule of law. There was never a real crime. This was an absurd legal theory that private records were falsified after the election to influence the election. Now, think about that. That's factually impossible, right? And it was supposedly done to conceal another crime that was never identified by the prosecutors or even charged. So, what's the cryptic crime? Well, nobody really knows. And that is a blatant violation of the Sixth Amendment. Anybody accused of a crime is required under the amendment to be specifically told of the cause and nature of the accusations against him or her. But Judge Marchand didn't make the prosecutor say. And then Marchand made it worse by telling the jury, oh, by the way, you don't have to agree unanimously on which of this smorgasbord of secondary crimes that Trump allegedly committed. You can agree to disagree, and you can still convict. That's pretty shocking to even non-lawyers, because everybody knows unanimity is a bedrock constitutional principle upheld repeatedly by the Supreme Court, and it applies to all issues, including secondary crimes, primary crimes, any necessary element of a crime. Yet Alvin Bragg and Juan Marchand shredded Trump's due process rights, and they've made a mockery of justice. And as I wrote in my column, the failure of justice is a failure of the people.
Greg, we're getting a lot of calls from folks, and they're saying, well, wait a second, he was facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Isn't that the charge?
It is, but it is a canard. Because if you look at the indictment, there's really only one charge over a transaction of falsifying a private business records. And then they repeat it word for word in counts 2 through 34. They simply changed the date to reflect invoices for reimbursements and vouchers for reimbursement. So it's really only one crime, but they multiplied it by 34 times in what is known shamelessly as count stacking. No honest ethical prosecutor would ever do it. No fair or impartial judge would ever allow it. But here the fix was in. And so the plan by Bragg was, well, there's only one minor crime under an expired misdemeanor. We're going to magically transform it into felonious conduct, and then we're going to get our calculator and multiply it times 34 to fool people into thinking, my Lord, 34 felonies. No, in fact, it's really only one.
All right, so the next step is July 11th. That's when he's supposed to show up to be sentenced. Do you think it's really coincidental that that's also the same week that the RNC starts? And, Greg, I got to tell you, I'm concerned that the whole point of that is to send him to jail. Do you think that could happen?
Well, in a normal case, jail is not even a possibility. Look, this is the lowest level Class E felony that you can even have in New York. And it's standard that it's a nonviolent crime, a defendant with no priors, no criminal record, somebody who's in his 70s, that is automatically a fine and probation. That is normally how it's handled. But with Judge Juan Merchan, in my judgment, so biased, so incompetent, there's no telling what this guy will do. Now, you know, there's no way you can just arrest him, cuff him, and send him to the Huskow that day, July 11th, because the rules of court provide that a defendant convicted is entitled to a stay of any sentence imposed pending his appeal. And so I suspect that will happen.
Okay. Well, that fingers crossed on that. Again, I'm concerned. We've got all these hearings, and you and I have talked about this so many times over the past years, where the Republicans stage these committees, we get the hearings, nobody ever gets punished on the Democrat side. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true. Look, there is an impeachment inquiry. It's still ongoing. The chairmen have all made it clear. There's three committees combined into one. They've made it abundantly clear that, you know, this close to an election, they're not going to bring impeachment proceedings. I think the value of these committees is that they have uncovered a plethora of wrongdoing by Joe Biden and others close to him, including his son. And what they've done is they've made that available to the American public. And, you know, if Americans are paying attention, they see that this is a crooked president in the White House right now. His son's about to go on trial in 3 days. And then later before the election in September, you know, on fraud and tax evasion. So, you know, I've never thought it was a good idea to do an impeachment during an election year. The voters should have the final say, but they need to be informed, and to a great extent, they have been.
Okay. Greg, we're going to have to leave it there. Folks, it is an incredible column he has over at foxnews.com. Got to read that, and we'll post a link to it as well. Greg Jarrett, always great hearing from you, my good friend.
Take care, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Good man right there. Greg Jarrett from Fox News Channel. All right, we are going to start working in as many calls as possible, and I know a lot of folks are calling in. We're going to get to you. I can promise you that. Let's go, first of all, to Lakeland, Tennessee. Jim, listening to us on KWAM, KWAM. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Todd. I'm sitting here thinking that, you know, poor President Trump gets, you know, he gets convicted 34 counts for allegedly paying a hooker. Ted Kennedy drowned one. What did he get? Then Hillary wipes all the email off of a server that was illegal, she wasn't supposed to have. What did she get? Then President Clinton perjures himself in office. What did he get? Then Joe Biden has an illegal document in his garage. What did he get? Now Hunter is fixing to, you know, be tried. Let's just see what he gets. You know, I mean, when is justice going to be for the for the Republicans instead of letting the Democrats get away with everything?
Jim, it's a fair question. I will correct you on one thing. There, that was not a hooker in Ted Kennedy's car. That actually happened to be a good Catholic who was like a campaign worker or something, and she got killed. But anyway, but you're right. I mean, you know, with Hunter Biden and the hookers there, and there are plenty of other stories of Democrats doing horrible criminal activity. They are never held accountable at all, Jim.
That's right. You're exactly right.
All right, Jim, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening to us. Good man there, folks. Let's go to Roger in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Roger. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on the show. Now, what's on my mind, I'm sure the same thing that is on all of our minds today, we no longer have a country. As we all know, these are sham trials, all of the like. But I actually had a question for you, and you admitted that there was no country anymore. The Republic was dead. So why do you think that at the ballot box anything is going to change, even if we have it too big to rig, as Donald Trump says? What do you think will really change? Because in my opinion, they're all rigged, kind of like what happened in 2020.
And that may be the case, Roger, but we at least have to get out there and try. And I think that if every registered Republican, if every Bible-believing evangelical Christian gets out there and votes on Election Day, we will have numbers so massive they will not be able to steal the election. They won't be able to rig the election. Our problem has always been voter turnout. And we have got to stop suppressing the vote. We've got to get the vote out there. And, Roger, if we can do that, we will save this country. If not, we are hosed, my friend. Roger, appreciate that call. All right, let's go to Danny in Selmer, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Danny. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. I'll try and be really quick, but I'd like to share a point of view that I think everyone, no matter if you're left or right, no matter your political beliefs, no matter your religious beliefs, whatever, everyone needs to take heed and take warning of this. And what's going on, we have a good judicial system, except it has flaws. And there are built-in ways to compensate for those flaws. So if you have a system, people in place that are going to exploit the flaws rather than compensation to make those flaws effects lessened, we have problems. So you have this can happen to anyone, whether it's civil court, traffic court, criminal court, it doesn't matter. Somehow, if you have a judge or a prosecutor that has an agenda or carried some baggage over from their childhood or whatever it may be, it's going to sway how they prosecute something. And anybody out there, whether you're left or right, can see that this judge was swaying towards one side in his rulings towards this jury. We got to admit it, that's fine. But the problem is, at some point, if we let these people, I hope I get all my points across, if we let these people that are exploiting the system, our politicians who make the laws, if we let them exploit the weaknesses in our judicial system to get their way, rather than trying to compensate for the flaws in it, we're going to have a problem. It's going to come down to an individual level. It doesn't matter if you are an athlete and you're up on rape charges and you're completely innocent and somebody trying to make money off of you. If a judge didn't like jocks when he was in high school because they picked on him, he's going to rule against the athlete best he can.
Yeah, Danny, this is a fair point you're making here, and this opens up a Pandora's box. Keep in mind, the previous New York City district attorney, a guy by the name of Cyrus Vance, he refused to prosecute Donald Trump on this. He said there's nothing here. The Federal Elections Commission did the same thing. So did the Justice Department at the time. And what happened? Alvin Bragg ran for office, and his campaign slogan was, we're going to get Trump, and that's what he's doing here. I mean, you're absolutely right, Danny, and if they can do it to Trump, they will do it to all the rest of us. Danny, I appreciate your call. As we go to break, I want you to hear me on something. Keep in mind that This is all happening not because of Donald Trump, but it's happening because of all of us. Every listener of the Todd Stearns radio program, the America First movement, they are terrified of you, and they know that Donald Trump is the figurehead of this movement. Donald Trump, back in 2015, he saw what was happening in this nation. There was a massive swath of the electorate that was not being represented by anybody. And Donald Trump, he elevated that group of people, now known as Make America Great Again Americans or America First Conservatives, whatever you want to call them. He represents a massive amount, the silent majority. And he is trying to, and again, Biden and his team are trying to silence you. And the thought process is that if they can disparage Donald Trump, if they can tear this man down, if they can smear him with every sort of heinous accusation out there, if they can make him a convicted felon, that somehow all of you America First people would just walk away from Donald Trump and you would walk away from the movement and you would go back to being that silent majority that never gets out to vote. But based on what I've seen in the hours after the verdict, that plan has completely backfired. Now, my question for you, are you still supporting Donald Trump? Have you doubled down in your support of the president? Got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. We have some open lines now. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
By the way, Elon Musk now announcing that President Trump is going to do a town hall on X, which is going to be huge. When we get details, we'll pass those along to you. Let's get right back to the phone lines. Let's say hello to B-Mac in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, B-Mac. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I'm having a pretty good morning with all that's going on. I do believe God is going to protect Mr. Trump, but I just have two things that I want to throw into the ring, and I just basically, you've been preaching to the choir all this morning, but my first one is an encouragement, not just to Republicans, but to every American who loves America, to get out there and vote for America. And the second thing I want to say, you Republicans, you people in power, they are, like they say, bringing a gun to a knife fight. Well, get a gun. Turn the tables. That Democrat Party is a target-rich environment. You can just almost pick any one of them and put them in jail for the things they've done. I'm, you know, maybe I'm a little biased, but that's all I have to say, Todd. And I say God bless your station.
Well, God bless you, B-Mac, and thank you for fighting the good fight out there in Cordova, Tennessee, and being a KWAM supporter. We appreciate that. Yeah, I'm with B-Mac. I just want to see some fire in the belly of these Republicans, right? They need to go full-blown William Wallace. I want to see them bare-chested wearing animal skins with the blue face paint shouting freedom. Where is that? Is that too much to ask? All right, yeah, we don't need Jerry Nadler going bare-chested. But all the rest, you know what I'm talking about? It's incredibly frustrating. So, look, we're going to keep the phone lines open. We've got some great guests coming up. It's Open Line Friday. So if you want to talk about something else, okay. But I don't think there's really anything else to talk about right now. I mean, we got a country to save here, folks. And I'm telling you this, right now, we stand in solidarity with Donald J. Trump on this radio program. Absolutely. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. 901-260-5926. Hey, also, head over to the website, toddstarns.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow. You guys, phones, we have full lines, so hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to you. I can promise you that. We've got a lot of folks wanting to voice their opinions on what happened yesterday in Lower Manhattan, and this is the place to do it. We're a lot cheaper than therapy, so if you want to just work out your aggression on air, that's what we're here for, America. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to Tony Perkins from Family Research Council, and also Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to my congressman, David Kustoff, who represents Tennessee's 8th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, good afternoon. It's a tough day. It's a tough time for America, and we're, to your point, we're working through it, and, you know, right now, politically, it looks like with the verdict that came down yesterday, that it's just amazing that President Trump has amassed record numbers of campaign donations in a very short period of time. And I think from a polling standpoint, if you look at it politically, he's gaining with people who are coming to the polls. They're going to say, if this can happen to somebody like Donald Trump, it can happen to me. And this is not our America.
Now, you are not only a Republican congressman. By the way, President Trump sent out a statement endorsing your reelection efforts. You voted with President Trump, what, 93-94% of the time? But you're also an attorney. And this is where I think we can use your expertise here. Because there are a lot of legal analysts, including those on CNN, who are saying that the district attorney in New York City contorted the law to get this outcome. Do you see that to be the case?
I absolutely see it that way. You know, a number of things, Todd. First of all, this is the charges that Trump was charged with that relate to allegedly federal election campaign violations, that's in the domain of the United States Department of Justice. And the United States Department of Justice, even under Merrick Garland, declined to prosecute it. I mean, that if you're going to look at charging anybody with this type of crime, it's a potential federal crime, and the United States Department of Justice said, we're not doing it. And so then if you look at it from the state and local standpoint, you had Alvin Bragg's predecessor, Cyrus Vance, who looked at this case presumably for 2 or 3 years and said, I'm not going to bring it. It's not right. It's not worth it. And he didn't. So that's why, but forget the politics of it. Forget where we are as a nation. When you look at lawyers and prosecutors and former prosecutors, they all say, you're not going to bring this. This is not right to bring it, and it shouldn't have been brought. And obviously, we're dealing now with what we're dealing with.
I'm curious to get your take on party unity. Even Senator Susan Collins out of Maine coming out and issuing a pretty pretty fierce statement in support of Donald Trump here. It seems as though the party is trying to rally around the president. Are you seeing that? Is that happening?
Yeah. In fact, you brought up a very good point. There are some, right or wrong, in Washington that have been lukewarm about supporting President Trump. He is our nominee. He'll be officially our nominee at the convention in Milwaukee. But he is the nominee now. But when you see some of the moderate lawmakers come around and issue statements like they've issued in the last 24 hours, I think that shows you not only where the elected leadership is, but I think certainly where the base is. This is really sad what happened yesterday, and it's unfortunate. But Todd, politically, it has rallied the base. I mean, you've seen that on your show and on your radio station, and we've seen it in social media around the country. And I said this a moment ago. I think for these independents who either hadn't made up their mind or whatever, they look at what happened yesterday and they say, this is not the country that I grew up in. This is not the United States of America. And again, if somebody can do this to somebody like Donald Trump, who's the former president of the United States, they can do it to me. They can do it to anybody. And that's not what this is about. That's not what it should be about. And again, when you see the Democrats marching out people like Robert De Niro to try to take advantage of what Trump is going through, I think that kind of tells you the mindset.
There was this famous movie back in the 1970s called Network, and it was really, I think, illustrating the absurdities of the society and the culture at the time. And there was this news anchor who finally decided, forget the talking points, and you know, he was encouraging all his listeners in New York City to open up their windows and scream as loud as they could, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And it really became a popular movie of the time. And I wonder, Congressman, if we're at that point in America right now, because I'm telling you, my lines have been filled with people from all over this country that are enraged right now. And a lot of them see the Republican Party at large as not doing enough to fight back against these Democrats.
Well, a number of things. First of all, that was a great movie. It was a great actor, Peter Finch, who played it. I think the news anchor or the host was a guy named Howard Beale.
Howard Beale, yeah.
It's a great movie, and I think you're right. That kind of captured everything. So, you know, when you talk about what we need to do and the fight and all that, I'll remind people, you've got lawmakers in Washington. They're outraged about what's happened. They were outraged when the charges came down. They're outraged at the trial. You mentioned some moderate lawmakers who've issued statements in the last 18, 24 hours. They're mad as heck. And I want to remind people who are listening, we're in divided government, and that's not an excuse, but I don't think people understand and realize the fight that congressional Republicans, and we're the only game in town because we're the only ones with a majority, have to do each and every day to push back on the administration and on the Senate. And so we know that in the last few hours, Jim Jordan, who's a tireless fighter, strong conservative, he chairs both the House Committee on the Judiciary and the House Committee on the Weaponization of Government, has called Alvin Bragg before a congressional hearing of the Committee on Weaponization, I believe, on June the 13th. So hopefully we're going to hear from him on June the 13th and let Jim Jordan and his committee ask those questions. Obviously, we heard President Trump just in the last hour or 2 hours talk about what his plans are for the next few weeks, and we continue to take that fight to the to the people and for the people.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate your time today and also your analysis as an attorney. Congressman David Kosthoff from Tennessee's 8th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. There you go. Wow. I will say this, going back to network, and I've asked Dylan to go back into the archives, and we're going to try to pull some of that audio from that movie. It is almost as if we are living in that day now, and it's Donald Trump, not Howard Beale, who is telling America to open up your windows and just shout from the rooftops, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And I think there are a lot of people in this country who feel that way. And they feel put upon, and rightfully so. All right, let's get to the phone, sir. We're going to try to work in some calls here. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Well, there's another movie that comes to mind to me that tells us where we are in the country right now, and that's that 1987 movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger called The Running Man. For the government and the Justice Department had America in a totalitarian state. And then finally, you know, the truth was revealed and people rose up. But, Todd, I'm just as disgusted as you are. I mean, the last 24 hours, I hadn't been able to think straight. But I'm angry. This doesn't surprise me, though. Just like you, I'm disappointed in these Republicans who talk big. I listened to the congressman just now. You know, somebody puts out a tweet, we're going to come together, we're going to stand up. Well, that's all fine and good, but what are they going to do? This Congress could cut off funding for the FBI and the DOJ, but they don't. They keep passing these omnibus bills to fund them. Subpoenas could be flying out of Jim Jordan's committee right now. State attorney generals could be doing the same thing to Biden and these officials that they're doing to Donald Trump and Republicans. But it's time to fight fire with fire. As far as New York City goes, Todd, I think there needs to be some type of organized effort to boycott that city in certain areas, whether that be truckers not making deliveries, people not doing business there. It's summertime. If there was a way I could cut off electricity to Juan Marchand's house, I would do that. But I think, MAGA, you talk about opening up the window and screaming. I think we need to organize and follow people like Juan Marchand, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and these other officials. We need to follow them around every day. Every day we need to be in the grocery stores. We need to be at the swimming pools, their restaurants where they go. We need to make life a living hell for them, much like the Germans did in the last days of Stalingrad, where when they walk out their doors, they've got to worry. They're going to be looking over their shoulders at what's coming to them.
Well, what Maxine Waters said, right? Absolutely harass the Trump supporters in the grocery stores, the supermarkets, the gas stations, the restaurants. She said absolutely harass them.
We've got to do that because you can't be nice to these people. These people are atheistic, godless Marxists that will do anything to hang on to power.
That's true.
I mean, ever since 2015, 2016, what they've been doing for the last 9 years, and look what they're doing now. And if I were Donald Trump, I would not show up on the 11th of July for that sentencing because, Todd, you're exactly right. They're going to want to throw him in jail. And if they throw him in jail, they're not going to let him out. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try to kill him. I mean, that's the last thing that they have in their arsenal is to take him out. And I don't think they'd have any hesitations or qualms about doing that.
Well, no, they did it back in the 1860s. With Abraham Lincoln. So the Democrats and Hollywood have a history of doing that. Of course, John Wilkes Booth was a practicing thespian of the time. So, yeah, and I don't say that to make light of anything. I think that is a real concern. You heard Speaker Newt Gingrich talking about that on Hannity's show last night. Also, Tucker Carlson suggesting that the Democrats could do something of that nature. So, Charles, you're right to be concerned. Got to run, my friend. Good hearing from you. Hang tight, everybody. We got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to President Trump's senior advisor, Daniel Alvarez. Also, our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress. We'll be right back. Oh, wow. Laura Loomer. Wow. So Laura Loomer is an attack dog, and she is a huge Trump supporter, and she'll go after everybody. And you got to love Laura. She's calling out Jim Jordan. And again, it's like, how many more hearings do we have to go through? And she says, Jim Jordan, why are you so full of, you talk a big talk, but you actually don't do anything except promise, but under deliver. You're pretty much just like Trey Gowdy, except you don't look like a lesbian. <That's>... Wow. All right. Thank you, Laura. Oh, by the way, so Biden is now coming up. Biden just issued a statement and said this: Donald Trump is threatening our democracy. First, he questioned our election system, and then he questioned our judicial system. Now, understand what Biden is saying. He says, if you dare question the judicial system, if you question the outcome of an election, then you are a threat to democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, they want Trump gone. And the reason they want Trump gone is he is the leader of a massive movement. 70-80 million people are America First conservatives. They voted for Donald Trump. This man is a threat to the deep state. He is a threat to the Democrats. He is a threat to the establishment Republicans. And that's why they want him out. It's really that simple. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Justin in Collierville, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Justin, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. So last year, I was at an event for work at the University of Memphis campus, and they had a tabling event. And at this event, they had one table. It was the Shelby County Voter Alliance. It was registering the people, and the table right beside it, they had their pro-abortion, LGBTQ table, and one of the flyers they had there was abortion is normal. And so out of that event last year, it made me so mad because I knew what they were doing. The Democrats were steps ahead of us of getting people registered to vote because of they knew what was going to happen in 2024. So I knew the only impact that I could have is I had to do something locally in my community. And that's what I did on my local VFW post. We started at the beginning of this year of a Get Out the Vote campaign, and we started registering people. Because I know the more people that get registered at this point are going to be Republican, and it's going to change the trajectory of everything. So we can't depend on our political parties to bring this fight. We have to do this ourselves and start locally where we're at of getting people registered to vote, informing them of when the elections are, and then ultimately pushing them to the polls. I mean, just this morning I had a conversation an hour long because this person that I know was confused that thought Trump actually did something wrong, and I had to explain the whole case to him because nobody is going to help us or nobody's going to save America. It's up to us in our local individual communities.
Justin, it's a great word, and I think you're onto something, and it's taking the time to explain to people what's really going on. By the way, Trump still under a gag order, which is outrageous, but you're right. We've got to take the time. I don't think we can rely on the political parties. They can be useful. So far, they haven't been, but we're going to have to get out there and start electing people who are going to defend the Constitution of these great United States. All right, Justin, got to run, my friend. Thank you for that word, and it's a good word. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. President Trump announcing they've raised $39 million since the verdict came down. Also, just a reminder here, Fat Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, lowered 60% of all felonies to misdemeanors. So let that sink in for just a moment, folks, that all these people in New York City getting arrested, maybe they beat somebody over the head with a baseball bat, their charges got lowered by Alvin Bragg to misdemeanors. Then they took, when it came to Donald Trump, they took what is at worst a misdemeanor and elevated that to a felony. Again, just to show you what's really going on here. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Now, we're honored to have the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, with us. Also, the host of the incredible TV program Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Dr. Jeffress, good to have you with us today.
Great to be back with you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
People are angry, Dr. Jeffress, and is it okay for the good Christian people of America to be angry about what happened yesterday?
Absolutely, and it kind of like that line in the Academy Award-winning movie Dodgeball, are you angry yet? If this doesn't make you angry, nothing will. And look, let's be clear, Todd. President Trump was not convicted because of the evidence. He was convicted because of his rising poll numbers that are scaring the left spitless, if you know what I mean. And they had to stop him. They were trying to stop him. But as you so well pointed out, it's backfiring. He's having a record day in fundraising. And I'm talking to people who are kind of on the fence about Trump and maybe going to stay home. They're being motivated to go to the polls. And I think he's going to have a landslide victory in November.
Yeah, we had somebody who called into the program a little while ago, and they said they're going to be voting for Donald Trump, and they also gave money to Donald Trump. What do you think happened in the nation's psyche yesterday after this verdict?
I think they realized that this is not just paranoia among Trump supporters, that there's a plot. They realized there really is a plot to keep him out of office. And again, the president said it so well today in his press conference. I mean, these are people who want to do harm to our country. I mean, allowing millions of people, undocumented people, to come into our country with terrible agendas, not all of them, but many of them, for our country. What sane person would vote for somebody who continues to allow that to happen? And, you know, Todd, there are specific issues that we evangelical Christians care about, like the right to life and opposition to the transgender agenda. But there's some things we have in common with all Americans. We want to see our borders secured. And by the way, that's a biblical principle. Acts 17, God is the one who creates nations and their borders. We want to see the economy thrive so that we have money not just to enjoy on ourselves, but to invest in God's work. We have some common goals with all Americans, and President Biden is doing nothing to further the goals of most Americans.
I'm really concerned about some of these preachers out there, some of these religious leaders, Christianity Today, chief among them, that are out there, you know, saying, hey, there's something wrong if you have an American flag in your church house, Christian nationalism, you can't support Donald Trump. It seems to me these people are just Democrats. I don't know. What should we be concerned or alarmed by pastors that are preaching this nonsense from the pulpit?
Well, I think we ought to be careful and wary of them, but I don't think we need to be too concerned. I mean, I think what has made some of these anti-Trump evangelicals so angry is the last two elections have shown how little influence they have over Christians in general. I mean, Trump won the evangelical vote by 80% in 2016, by 81% in 2020, and I think he'll have even higher numbers. And there's nothing that angers people more than being shown that they're completely irrelevant to what's happening. And that's how I would categorize anti-Trump evangelicals.
Dr. Robert Jeffress is pastor at First Baptist Church Dallas and gave wise Christian counsel to President Trump during the first term in office. Dr. Jeffress, you look at a man like President Trump, and it's just like they keep pounding the guy into the sand, and yet he keeps standing up every single day. And you've had a chance to spend time with him. What's he really like?
He is exactly as you see him. He is Teflon. Nothing gets him down. And I tell you, Todd, I say this during his first term, every time I left the Oval Office, I thanked God that we had a president like President Trump. I've sat there and watched him handle difficult phone calls and meetings, and nothing gets under his skin. He's the kind of leader that we can all have confidence in. And he doesn't pretend to be perfect. None of us is perfect. But I think he is absolutely the most consequential president we've had since Abraham Lincoln. And I really believe evangelicals are going to rally around him November 5th and put him back into office.
All right, good stuff. Well, Pastor Jeffress, we will leave it there. By the way, we saw you on Fox and Friends, what is it, a couple of weeks ago? Do you play pickleball
with Kid Rock? How about that? And I'm still trying to recover from the experience, but we had a lot of fun.
Wow. Do you believe in miracles? Never thought I would see Dr. Jeffress on a pickleball court, but I love it. All right. Well, Dr. Jeffress, always good talking to you, and we appreciate your wise words of counsel today.
Well, thanks for sharing the truth, Todd. We appreciate it.
All right. Dr. Robert Jeffress there from the First Baptist Church in Dallas. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Lisa in North Carolina listening to us on WTKF. Hi, Lisa. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. First of all, I just love your show. So please don't sell it to Georgie. You know, if he offers you a whole lot of money, don't sell it to him.
All right, I won't.
Second, it's important to know the different people. I'm one of those, an example. My father in 2020, who is deceased now, was unable to vote because of hackers in the Kentucky system. They had wiped his information out of the computer system so he could vote. But my comment was more about, because of the world that we're living in and the technology and hackers, the people that donated money to presidential candidate Donald Trump, we need to know if, in fact, if it was $35 million or was it more than that? Because I would think if I donate money, I want to know that it went to him.
Well, I mean, it's a good question. The campaign is out there making those announcements and pronouncements. And, you know, if you're making a donation on the campaign's website, I would like to think that's a pretty secure website.
Well, and I would. If my father was unable to vote, obviously it wasn't very secure. So I'm just thinking, if I'm a small nobody that's donating $100 to the campaign, I would want to know that my $100 went to whoever I wanted it to go to. But, you know, in this case, Trump. And I think that there's some way that we can, I think people should take screenshots of their donations to make sure that he actually got what he got.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lisa, we're going to have one of President Trump's senior advisors on, and we'll ask her about that. Typically, when you make a donation, you get some sort of an email confirmation. So there's at least some sort of, you know, a digital footprint. So in the event, you know, the money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go. But yeah, we'll ask the Trump team about that coming up in just a minute. Lisa, thank you for that call. Let's go to Mike in Oregon on KYKN. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hi, John. Good day to you, sir. You know, I'm just disgusted with what has happened over this whole ordeal with Trump. And I just do not understand what has happened to the people in this country, that they would just be so blinded and turn a blind eye to what's going on. The Americans, a lot of the Americans in this people are descendants of the people who settled this country and fought through sicknesses, disease, Indians, outlaws, and all kinds of stuff that they had to traverse this country to be able to settle this country. And what happened to the strength of the American people?
Yeah, it's a fair question, Mike, and I think we've gotten soft. I think we've gotten weak. And look at what's happening in the military right now. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable the wokeness that has infected so many different parts of American society right now. I think that's ultimately what's happening here.
It is a sickness that has just swept through the land, and I don't know how many true Americans there are that care about the Constitution, how this country was founded, but we need to do whatever is necessary. A revolutionary coup,
whatever what needs to be done to get rid of these feckless, worthless Congress people and people in leadership that have just done a terrible job in this country.
Mike, well said, sir, and thank you for calling in. I think it's a great assessment of where we're at right now. I want to go back to something Eli Honig wrote in this really stunning piece in New York Magazine. He is CNN's legal analyst, and he said that the judge donated money, a tiny amount, to Joe Biden, and it was, I think, $35. But as Honig points out, that is a plain violation of a rule that bans New York judges from making political donations of any kind to a pro-Biden, anti-Trump political operation, including funds that the judge earmarked for resisting the Republican Party and Donald Trump's, quote, radical right-wing legacy. So Honig asked a question here. Would folks have been okay with the judge staying on the case if he had donated a couple of bucks to reelect Donald Trump, MAGA forever? And he says, well, of course not. I mean, he lays out, and again, this is all going to be appealed, and it will be overturned on appeal. But that's not the point. They wanted their pound of flesh. They want to be able to call Trump a convicted felon, and that's exactly how that was the headline in the New York Times yesterday on the staff editorial. Donald Trump, comma, convicted felon. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
And it's reckless, it's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict. Our justice system has endured for nearly 250 years, and it literally is the cornerstone of America, our justice system. The justice system should be respected, and we should never allow anyone to tear it down. It's as simple as that. That's America. That's who we are. And that's who we'll always be, God willing.
All right. There you go. That's Joe Biden just a few moments ago making some remarks about the verdict yesterday. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to Danielle Alvarez, who is one of President Trump's senior advisors. Danielle, good to have you with us today. I want to get your
Thank
reaction.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I want to get your reaction to something else that just happened. So Biden was walking away from the podium. And as he was walking away, a reporter shouted out, Donald Trump refers to himself as a political prisoner and blames you directly. What's your response? So he stops Danielle and he turns around and he smirks at the camera and then walks away. That is devious right there.
We have said it from day one. We've said it over the last year. This is the weaponization of our judicial system. This is an absolute abuse of executive and prosecutorial power against Joe Biden's chief political opponent. If it wasn't enough that they were selling free on Wednesday's merch on the Biden campaign website, if it wasn't enough that Karine Jean-Pierre admitted it from the White House podium, if it wasn't enough that they campaigned outside of the New York City courtroom on Tuesday, I saw the president's reaction.
So Danielle, we understand what $39 million thus far has been raised. What's the reaction from the campaign over this? I mean, this is historic what we're watching here with the donations pouring in.
I will say something that we have not said publicly elsewhere. Last night, I got a text message from my colleagues that said that we raised $250,000 within the first 2 minutes of the verdict, and that is why the Win Red platform went down. We had so much traffic from so many patriots who support President Trump, who know that this was a sham, witch hunt, farce of a trial. And as President Trump said this morning, we've raised $39 million. I'm sure at this point it's even more. But the really exciting thing is that nearly 30% of our donors who contributed were brand new to the platform, had never given before. And that shows that the verdict, the real verdict, will happen November 5th.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that at all, Danielle. And Danielle Alvarez, Trump senior advisor, joining us. What is it that Congress needs to be doing here? Are you guys getting the support you need from Republicans on Capitol Hill?
Oh, my goodness. Everyone has come out in support. First, you've seen members of Congress, the first being Senator Rick Scott, who showed up in support of the president in the courtroom, who have been going on air because, remember, we have an unconstitutional gag order. The unconstitutional gag order doesn't allow President Trump to defend himself against the lies and the smears that others are saying against him, but it also affects our campaign. It is so broad that it doesn't allow me to talk about certain issues. And we have seen an outpouring of support from our friends on the Hill, from House members, from senators, you know, who are just standing behind President Trump and the patriots across the country who are standing behind him as well. I've been fortunate while the president has been in court to join him on his trips to Wildwood, New Jersey, 100,000 patriots. I can't describe to you the energy that we felt on the ground. I was with him in South Bronx when we had 25,000 patriots with us. And so that momentum and that energy is there because they know that this is a sham. They know that this is the Biden trials. This is political persecution of the Republican nominee and their opponent. And what voters really care about are the issues. It's the economy. It's inflation, it's rising prices, it's making sure we have our secure border, and it's making sure that we have peace through strength at home and abroad. That's what they care about, and that's why everyone is supporting President Donald Trump.
All right. Well, Danielle, our time has quickly expired here. We're going to have to leave it there, but we appreciate the update, and thank you. Oh, by the way, Danielle, real quick, though, people who donate on the website, we had a caller asking about the security. You know, if they put in all their credit card information, you know, can you give them some guidance there on making a donation online?
Absolutely. Head to DonaldJTrump.com. It is secure. It goes directly to the president. Of course, there are others out there who are trying to fundraise. So please be directed to DonaldJTrump.com. It is secure, and we appreciate folks who have the ability to contribute. If you can't contribute a dollar, please make sure to volunteer your time. Again, DonaldJTrump.com.
All right. Great stuff there. Danielle Alvarez, everybody, a senior advisor with President Trump. We've got another full hour coming up. Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council. Liz Peek from Fox News is going. They're both going to be here weighing in on what happened yesterday and what happens next. We're also going to be taking your calls. So if you're calling in and the phone keeps ringing, it's because the lines are filled. So keep at it, 901-260-5926. Head over to ToddStarns.com. Get a copy of my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You need to read that book. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It has been a jam-packed day, and it's just getting started. By the way, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Be sure to watch the Todd Starnes Show. About a week or so ago, we told you about this high school student got in trouble because he mentioned Jesus Christ in his graduation remarks. That young man, Micah Price, is going to be a guest on the show later today. Also, wall-to-wall Trump coverage. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. I want to go now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to a great friend. He is the host of Washington Watch. He is also president of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins. Tony, good to have you on the show today.
Todd, good to be with you on this Friday.
You know, Tony, there's a lot of anger a lot of righteous indignation out there. There's also talk of a lot of unity within the Republican Party. I'm wondering from your position, your vantage point, what's your reaction to the aftermath of yesterday?
Well, it's kind of twofold. One in particular is the immediate here and what was done to Donald Trump and the fact that, you know, he is targeted for a particular reason. If he had not been a presidential candidate, it probably wouldn't have happened. If he had been a liberal presidential candidate, it certainly wouldn't have happened. I cannot escape the perspective that this was done because of what he did as president, as a conservative, and was coming back with more conservative policy. And I don't think I'm alone in that perspective. Secondly, and this is long-term, more dangerous. You know, our republic only thrives when justice is blind. It dies when justice is blinded by politics and power. And I think that's what we saw on display in New York. That's what we've seen elsewhere as we're seeing the increasing use of lawfare to go after opponents. And this is this should wake up every American that our republic is literally teetering as a result of this.
Well, Tony, you know, this is already happening to, I would say, the values voters of America to some extent, where you've had the weaponized justice system going after pro-lifers, jailing them, going after Catholics in Richmond, Virginia, trying to infiltrate the churches. So, yeah, it's a horrible thing that's happened, but this has already been going on.
It has, but when it reaches the level where you have someone who is the former president of the United States, where he has been, they've been dogged in pursuing him since he left office. In fact, I mean, he's a man of means and he can fight these things, but they are relentless in pursuing him. I mean, if he cannot escape the hounds of hell that have been unleashed by the left, then who can? So this is where I think unity is one of the responses. I will say that I think this, as a Christian, this tells me we need God's intervention in our lives and in our country, and this is a time that we need to be praying, because our response is very important. You know, there's a place for anger, but it needs to be channeled in the right way. What we need to do, we don't need, you know, I've heard a lot of stuff, you know, rioting and different things that people are saying, well, we may need to do this. Here's what we need to do. We need to pray. We also need to vote. And we need to make sure everyone we know with that we have any contact with, that we're discussing with and making sure they're registered and they're voting in this fall's election, because this will be a determining election for the future of our republic this fall.
Yeah,
no question about it in my mind.
No, and I wrote about this in my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, and I said this election is going to be an inflection point, and it, you know, we are going to be looking back in history at what happened in 2024. I want to ask you a question. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but do you know right off the top of your head the percentage of evangelical voters that voted in the last election cycle? The presidential election.
You know, Todd, it's become very difficult to identify that number because that term has become so elastic. That's why we've kind of gotten away from using the term. I actually do think that in the recent years that the registration and turnout of evangelicals has gotten better. It's not where it should be. Where we track SageCons. That's spiritually active, governance engaged conservatives. That's really kind of the heart of the evangelicals. Their turnout actually is really good. That ranges around 90% in the last election.
Wow!
So it was very high. In fact, if people want to know if they're a SageCon, they can actually text the word SageCon. SageCon. To 67742, and you take a little survey. That's 67742 SageCon. Take a survey, 10 questions, find out if you're a SageCon. They vote, and so what we're trying to do is make more SageCons, bring people an understanding of that our, as Christians, our faith compels us to be involved in the process. We know what is right, we know what is wrong, and we evaluate things according to that, and we're engaged in the process.
I want to get your take on this. Megyn Kelly says the only way, and she's talking about politically, and I'm with you, and we remind people that so far not a single building has burned and there has not been a riot in America since the verdict came out. Megyn Kelly says, from a political perspective, that the only way to save the Republic is to give the Democrats a taste of their own medicine. Do you think that's a good idea?
What medicine is she talking
well,
about?
Well, I think it's, you know, again, there are a lot of Democrats that are in defiance of congressional subpoenas, and I agree. I would say this. I also want to see these people, these Democrats that are in defiance of these subpoenas, I want to see them dragged in shackles. I got to be honest with you, Tony. I'm really fired up about this.
Well, I do think, I do think we have to pursue justice. I think it has to be equal justice. I'm concerned that when people lose confidence in our justice system, because we are a nation that is ruled by law, laws are what makes this thing work, and the fact that we adhere to these laws is what makes them work. We don't have a government that is, you know, big enough to force everybody to do what's right. As John Adams said, our Constitution works only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. We cannot lose our self-government and our self-restraint under the law, or it just doesn't work. So, but I think this is part of the problem, as we've seen, like Hillary Clinton, and I know this for certain, that the Trump administration, after he was elected, even though Hillary had violated the law, you know, didn't want to make it look political. So they didn't pursue it. Maybe they should have, because she should not have been treated as above the law. But you look here with the history of these charges, these 34 charges for falsifying business documents. You're hard pressed to find records that would be comparing apples to apples with Donald Trump and what they've pursued for against him. This is why I say we've got to be in a place of prayer, because what we do going forward is extremely important in this country.
Mm. Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, you know, I would just like to see something happen other than having these, you know, never-ending committee hearings and, you know, special committees on this or that, and nothing ever happens.
Well, the challenge is that the enforcement is not within the legislative branch. It's within the executive branch, and so they're not going to enforce it. What we are seeing is we're seeing exposing of it, and that's about the best we can get under the current congressional makeup. What this should be is fodder for the fall's election, so that as these things are exposed through these committee hearings, and they've exposed a lot, that when the election comes, people realize that things can be done, and this should be one of the things on the table with the presidential candidates. Will you, in fact, go back and enforce the law that has been violated, that's been exposed by Congress? Because it's going to require an executive branch that's willing to take action and enforce the law.
Yeah, I hope so. I remember that when Trump first got elected, we had control of the Senate and the House, and no one was really held accountable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to your point, I hope that happens, because, Tony, there are a lot of angry conservatives right now, and rightfully so.
It just has to be done. It needs to be done as Lady Justice is blind. It does not need to be pursuing a political agenda or targeted at political opponents. It needs to be upholding the law across the board. And I think that's where people have lost confidence, because, as you pointed out a few moments ago, our government has been weaponized, and it's going after conservatives. It's an extension of the cancel culture, and they're seeking to basically silence, intimidate, if not eliminate political opposition. And a republic does not work that way.
All right. Tony Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, Family Research Council president, probably the most influential, I will say, SageCon in America, also the host of Washington Watch. It is a great radio program. You can also watch it on TV as well. Tony, always good hearing from you, my friend.
Well, it's great to be with you. You're a great patriot. Love to be on your program, Todd.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Tony. All right. Tony Perkins, everybody. I'm fired up, folks. I really am. I'm so frustrated with Congress. And even if we're not hauling people in handcuffs, who are in defiance of congressional subpoenas. And again, I'm not saying just go and round up Democrats. I'm saying let's round up the Democrats that have actually committed crimes that are in defiance of congressional subpoenas. Haul their butts in. And by the way, I will say this. We have the Congress, the House of Representatives, they have the power of the purse. Defund the Justice Department. It's very simple. But they're not going to do it because they feel like they're going to get blowback. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. I'm intrigued. We haven't heard from our WPMO listeners in a while. That is a great radio station down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Let's say hello to Bug. Is that right, Bug?
That's correct.
B-U-G. That's correct. All right, hi, Miss Bug.
You have a great show.
Thank you.
By the way, I 100% support President Trump. Since yesterday's verdict, I've been crying, stunned, shocked, and mad. I'm going to address the Republicans supposedly not having a spine. Let's think about what percentage of Republicans feel intimidated by current damn Democrats in the Congress or Senate. Well, all intimidation can start out as a stern look and squinted eyes. But now it's crossed over to the weaponization of the Justice Department and the deep state. So the Democrats, they're on the Democrat side, so they're not afraid. So answer, overwhelming vote for President Trump, clean house, period. I'll listen to your comment and from other callers. Thank you very much.
Well, Miss Bug, thank you. And, wow, I like you. This is a great comment and a great thought, and I want you to give us a call back one of these days, and thank you for that. But you're right. I think a lot of this is they don't have a spine because they're afraid it might hurt them in the reelection process. Well, I got news for you Republicans out there. You better grow a spine pretty darn quick. Otherwise, you may not get reelected. People are fired up. And again, this is we're not putting on people. Why are you picking on the Republicans? I'm not picking on the Republicans. I'm trying to help them understand that we've got some serious issues that need to be addressed. All right, let's go to Doug, the T-shirt guy in Illinois. Hi, Doug, what's going on?
Gee, Todd, there's just like no news today at all. It's just been real slow.
It's a very slow news day. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, on the upper note, though, I haven't heard because I don't listen to the other news. You know, they've been wanting to call Donald Trump a convicted felon. I think we should start referring to Joe Biden as an unconvicted felon because they said he was guilty. They just weren't going to try him for it.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's a fair point, Doug.
Yeah. So that's my thinking. You know, if we're going to refer to Donald Trump as a convicted felon, okay, well, Joe Biden, he's just an unconvicted felon.
An unconvicted felon. All right. Or, yep. You know, I mean, there are plenty of other things you could call Joe Biden. The guy lets children rub his leg hair. He took the shower with his daughter, according to the journal. His son's a crackhead. By the way, let me just say something on that. And you don't want people to be hooked on drugs. But, you know, Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden was on with the Squawking Magpies over on The View yesterday, and she called Donald Trump evil. She called Donald Trump evil. And I want you to think about something for a moment. Her husband, and we're not going to get into how they got married, but there was if you listen to her ex-husband, that Joe is a homewrecker. So the guy, Joe Biden, her husband, took showers, naked showers with the daughter. The son's a crackhead. And you just have to step back and you have to ask yourself, what kind of evil was in that household that the kids turned out like that? That's the question we ought to be asking. So I don't know. Maybe you could call him an unconvicted pervert. All right, Doug, appreciate that call. Gotta run. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. We're going to be getting to your calls. Again, 901-260-5926. And I sincerely want to urge you to read my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. First of all, you need some encouragement, and you need to know that we can get ourselves out of this mess. And President Trump does not endorse many books. So it was a great honor for him to take the time to read this book when it was a manuscript, and then to write an endorsement for it. And I'm forever in his debt for that. But I want to encourage you to go right now to Amazon, wherever you buy your books, and get yourself a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming and read it and understand what's going on here. All right, real quick, let's go to the phone lines. Cassandra in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Cassandra. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to say yesterday was very heartbreaking to watch Trump get charged guilty on all 34 counts. But me and my family, we're still going to vote for Trump. That doesn't change anything. I voted for him last time, and I would definitely vote for him again this time.
So he's got your support no matter what?
Yes, sir.
You see, I love that.
Because Joe Biden, I'm on disability, and he has made it really hard for me to survive out here to get, I'm sure other people too, but just in my experience, for gas, groceries, going out to eat now is a luxury. It's not, oh, let's go grab some burgers. No. So it's really heartbreaking to see all the things that Biden and his family are doing, and nothing's happening, but they're all coming after Trump, and he's got this. He's got us Americans behind him, and he's got the good Lord behind him.
Yeah, I believe that, Cassandra, and I think there are a lot of other people just like you out there. So hang in there. And you're right, you're not alone. Most Americans, an overwhelming number of Americans, now say just going out and grabbing a burger, that's a luxury. That's just not a matter of convenience. It's a luxury because of this guy. All right, 901-260-5926, open line Friday. We'll be right back. I've got to go to Stan. We got Liz Peek coming up, but we got to go to Stan in Maine, WLOB. Stan has been on hold for over an hour and 12 minutes. Stan, thank you. You've been incredibly gracious. What is on your mind today?
Well, Todd, it's nice to speak to you. We love you when you come up here to talk to Ray Richardson, and we listen to you up here too. So we're also very tough up here, so we can hang up here. Hey, listen, you know, I can't help but wonder, having to see this sham of a trial that they put on in New York by this George Soros, the judge, the man is pathetic, just pathetic. You know, we do have a Sixth Amendment, don't we? That a man has to be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusations to be held against him and to be confronted by witnesses against him. And most importantly, as I remember under the Sixth Amendment, he has a compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor and to have the assistance of counsel. Now, he's been denied all of that. Every element of the Sixth Amendment, he's been denied. Now, I can't see how this is not going to be overturned. You know, it's the most rudimental case, and I'm not an attorney. A little bit of law enforcement over the years, but that's a long time away. And the other one, which we're not being confronted with yet, but we will on the 11th, would be the Eighth Amendment. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. Now, it's cruel enough that they charge him for, what, 34 false accusations?
That's right.
That they want to call crimes? I mean, now, how are they going to pull this off? And I see this happening, and I hate to say this because I was holding out for one honest individual on that jury, but apparently we had none. They have no backbone in that county, the bluest the bluest stronghold in Manhattan. What a shameful place to want to live. Shameful.
Stan, I think you're absolutely right here. And let me ask you, Stan, here's what I want to do. We've kept you on hold for so long. Stan, I want to send you a copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Is that okay? Can we do that?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, great. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. Otherwise, Ray Richardson's going to yell at me. He's like, why are my listeners on hold for so long? No, I get that. But Stan, hang tight. We're going to get you hooked up with a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Liz Peek from Fox News and The Hill, incredible columnist. Liz, thanks for holding on, but we had to take care of Stan. He's been on hold for over an hour.
I think you had to, indeed. That's just fine.
You're very gracious. Liz, you heard Stan. Our phones have been lit up all day, and I haven't heard one person say that their support of President Trump has been diminished by all of this.
I think just the opposite, Todd. I think there are a lot of people who have not really been totally invested in this race. I mean, it's pretty early still, months to go, and oftentimes people don't really pay attention until September even. But I have to say, this has galvanized people who call themselves Republicans, I think a lot of independents as well, who are so offended by Biden's use of the Justice Department to achieve political ends. I mean, that's really the long and short of it. And I think, you know, for him to come out and say, you know, this was just a normal case, normal jury. No, it was not a normal case. It was basically charges related to federal law breaking the law in terms of federal election interference, but then were basically sent over to a state court. Why? Because Trump cannot pardon himself if it is indeed a state accusation and a state indictment and conviction. So there's nothing normal about this. And I got to tell you, Todd, the thing that keeps going through my head, we cannot normalize what Joe Biden has done here. This cannot stand, and it cannot be allowed to happen again, ever, on either side of the aisle. But meanwhile, I'm sure the people calling into your station want to know what they can do. Here's my advice. By the way, I was one of the people who crashed the site last night. Donate if you can. Sign up to be a poll watcher. Sign up to do whatever you can to help get out the vote. Take people to the polling stations on election day or to vote early. Make sure that every single person who can votes for Donald Trump.
And, you know, we just had Tony Perkins on, the president of the Family Research Council. And, Liz, what they've done to Donald Trump, they've already been doing to a lot of people in this country. The pro-lifers that are being sent to prison for praying outside an abortion clinic, the parents who complain at school board meetings, or the FBI infiltrating the Roman Catholic churches that practice the Latin Mass. But to elevate it to this status, and this is sort of an understatement here, but if they can do it to Donald Trump, they could do it to any of us.
And they have been. I mean, you know, for example, you didn't mention the J6, the hundreds of J6 people that were locked up, some of whom basically, you know, effectively were on the premises, didn't even go into the congressional buildings, as I understand it. And I say that. I've heard that from numerous sources, and I've read about it. I've never tracked this down myself or talked to these people. But I do feel like, you know, the FBI and, again, the Department of Justice has truly been used to counteract the activities of people who don't agree with the Biden agenda. And by the way, when you talk about the Biden agenda, it's a small part of the country that actually agrees with that. A lot of people voted for Joe Biden. They never realized he was going to be as progressive as Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. He ran as a moderate, and he got a lot of votes as a moderate. He has not governed as a moderate. I mean, I was just listening to Bloomberg, which just infuriates me because they are so in the can for Joe Biden. And yet an awful lot of business people, as you probably noticed, have begun to migrate back to Donald Trump. Why? Because his policies make sense, and they're not strictly anti-business. When you look at what Biden's Lina Khan, the head of the FTC, is doing, trying to stop business combinations and business acquisitions. It is purely ideological. She is a zealot on issues like she thinks Amazon is simply too big and should be broken up. Well, raise your hand if you think that makes a lot of sense in today's world. Of course not. But there are people like that sprinkled throughout the Biden White House who are making decisions that really affect business, really affect people. And I don't really think that story has been told nearly enough.
I was going through some of the prosecution's closing argument. This is stunning to me. They actually made the argument that it is still tax fraud, even if Trump overpaid his taxes. This is mind blowing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got to sit down and read one of the things on Bloomberg that made me so mad. I said, oh, I can't believe it was all 34. It was just 34 issues of the same thing over and over again, which was entering these charges, $130,000, as a legal expense in various business documents. It's not like he went out and did 34 different crimes. But for the liberal media to not even try to understand why it is that people think this is a rigged trial and that the judge definitely was corrupt and biased. You know, I try to listen to both sides and have a sort of reasoned approach to my conclusions. I don't think they do at all.
Well,
just buy whatever the Biden White House is selling. It's so pathetic.
I will give credit, some credit here to CNN, and they've had a couple, including Eli Honig, and there was another guy on the channel saying, hey, wait a second, and Honig's piece in the Intelligencer was pretty amazing, doing sort of a deep dive into this, saying that this is not good, that the prosecution really overstepped here.
I know, and really, shouldn't everybody be doing that? I mean, Jim Jordan, I see, is going to bring in Alvin Bragg, and also Coangelo, the fellow who left the Justice Department to go prosecute this case in New York. I'm delighted, and I hope that there are serious people on Jordan's committee, I think there are, and serious lawyers who ask really pointed questions. Like in the case of Coangelo, what on earth would convince a senior Justice Department official to basically degrade his position and go try a case in New York? If there was no connection between the Department of Justice and the federal authorities and the Joe Biden White House and Alvin Bragg's stupid case, why would he make that move? I mean, I don't think he'll have an answer. I can't wait to hear him try to answer.
All right, Liz, we got to leave it there. Appreciate your great analysis, spot on. We're going to get you back.
I assume everyone is just ranting today. I think we all feel that
it's
way.
It's okay. Todd. It's cheaper than therapy, right? That's what radio
is
for.
That really is true. That is true.
All right, Liz.
Thank you for having me.
All right, God bless. Liz Peek, everybody. I love Liz. And again, there is, and she's right, everybody should be outraged over this. Everybody. All right. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We've been talking so much about President Trump, and I have to tell you, we carried the Newsmax coverage. It was just really remarkable yesterday as the verdict came down. Are you subscribing to Newsmax Plus? If not, you're missing my show, The Todd Stern Show. And honestly, that's the one reason why you need to get Newsmax Plus. NewsmaxPlus.com. You can start your free trial today, right now. Cost absolutely nothing to start. You're going to get all of the great shows, all of the great programs, including The Todd Stern Show, by going to NewsmaxPlus.com. All right, real quick, before we go to break, let's go to Bob in North Carolina, WTKF. Hi, Bob. I know you have an interesting question to ask here.
I do. You've always said if they run Joe Biden, the fix is in. Let me propose that Joe Biden's going to pick Barack Hussein Obama as his vice president running mate. And then he's going to get sick after the election, and Obama will become president again. Now, everybody's going to say, no, he can only serve two terms. No, the 22nd Amendment says no person shall be elected to the office for more than two terms. Think about that.
So this is a great question, and this is subject for a lot of debate here, and it is open to a lot of debate. But Bob, this is interesting because you are right. There are some constitutionalists who say that Barack Obama could run as a vice president. When you look at the 22nd Amendment, it's very clear. It says no person, as you said, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. But it says nothing about the vice president. So, in theory, you're right. I mean, that could happen. So you think it would be Barack Obama?
Absolutely. Who else is going to pull the Democrat funds out of the fire? Nobody. They don't have a bench.
No.
This
is interesting because people have been talking about Michelle Obama. But, I mean, if Barack Obama is open to it, it could certainly lead the way to the actual, what would be the fourth term of the Obama administration.
He would love nothing more than to take over from Joe Biden and finish destroying this country.
And let me tell you what's going to happen. Yeah, and Bob, let me tell you what's going to happen here. If the Democrats do retain control of the White House, you've got some conservative justices, and we're talking about the rock-solid conservatives that are getting on up there in years, and you could be in a situation where we could lose a couple of conservative justices. And if that's the case, it would swing the Supreme Court swing back to the left if we're not careful here.
Yep, and they were controlled of that for many, many decades before we got some conservatives in there. So
it's true.
Just
all right,
a thought, Todd.
Bob, it's a great thought. All right, thank you, my friend. Tell all of our friends at the Talk Station we said hello. We do have to take a quick break here, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show. Don't forget, folks, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2. You can watch on Newsmax's YouTube or Facebook Live channels. Watch the Todd Stern Show. We're going to have a great, great program. Let's go to Betty in North Carolina, WHKP, our affiliate there. And, Betty, I know you wanted to weigh in on what this previous caller said about Obama.
Yes, apparently he has read the same series of stories that I have read. What Obama is planning to do, he can run. He does not have to be elected. He can run as vice president. What he plans to do is to invoke the 25th Amendment on Joe, put the vice president, Kamala, up as president so she can pardon all of Biden's corruptions. And then the article said that he would be, the Republicans would be so upset over this that they would impeach Kamala and he would move up to president. So I just wanted to comment. He probably has read the same thing that I have read.
All right.
It's a scary thought, but he is diabolical enough to do something like that.
It is, but I just don't think. I think Trump could take on Obama here. I really do. I think, Betty, I think the people are just fired up enough now that I don't think it's going to make any difference.
I don't know, but there's still an element of Democrats that think he's.
Oh, well, no doubt about that. Oh, they literally called him Chicago Jesus, Betty. So you're right about that. Appreciate that call, Betty. Let's go to North Carolina, Dallas, WTKF. Hi, Dallas. What's on your mind?
I just want to get the word out that everybody needs to show their support for Donald Trump by flying the flags, the MAGA hat, and letting people know that we're supporting him. They can get them on your show, toddsterns.com. They can get them at their local Republican convention office. They can get them and just fly them. Let him know. And if we do this, the whole country will see that we're not ashamed of our president.
Dallas, I think this is terrific advice. As a matter of fact, those of you watching our show on our social media pages, you'll notice that I'm wearing a Donald Trump button right now. It's got his mugshot, and it says Donald Trump for president 2024. So I like your idea. I also know a number of people are now flying the American flag upside down. And I think that's incredibly appropriate for where we are at this point in American history, because we are a nation in distress. When you see what's happening in this country and what they did to President Trump, we are no longer a republic. So, folks, you got to pay attention. Dallas, thank you for that call. Folks, you got to pay attention here and understand this. We're going through some difficult times, no doubt about it. But this will be appealed, and I believe that the convictions are going to be overturned on appeal. But we've got to hold these people accountable, and we can do that at the ballot box. You heard Tony Perkins earlier say, we just got to get out the vote. We have the numbers. The problem is our numbers just don't like to go and vote on Election Day. So we've got to do something about that. All right, folks, it has been a wild day. I wish we could have gotten to everybody's calls. The good news is we're going to be back Monday, and we're still going to be talking about the big issues of the day. Thank you. You guys really knocked it out of the ballpark today. And hang tight. We've got more radio coming your way. In the meantime, be sure to watch Newsmax tonight, 5 o'clock. You get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, folks, go to church this weekend and vote for President and pray for President Trump.